call everybody in. Your parents are surprised you are still awake. Jaden, I told your father that you and your brother, they are sleeping. Your father said no pizza for you again. I told your father that Adipa is awake. Adipa, you are awake. Give me two. Give me two. Nice one. I'm waiting for everybody to come here. So that we'll go and sleep. 10 steps to have your quiet time. Number one, pray to begin. 10 steps to have your quiet time. So we learn that if you love the Lord, you will love his word. Okay. Waji Mike. We learn that if you love the Lord, you will love his word. One way to love the word of God is to judge. Is everybody in? Two people, what are they doing there? They should come inside. One way to love the word of God is to have consistent, regular, quiet time. What did I say? Consistent, regular, quiet time. Wake her up. You guys have tried, though. You guys have tried. What time did we start the session? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 4 hours. Everybody say consistent, regular, quiet time. But you ask yourself that, what is quiet time? Quiet time is a time you spent alone with God. Write it. Quiet time is a time you spent alone. Phoebe, why are you not writing? You go to Accra. You tomorrow morning, you go to Accra. I've sacked you from the camp. Fano, you are not asleep. Awake, 11 o'clock. Quiet time is... Hey, you are not asleep too. I'm surprised. Hey, you people. Quiet time is a time you spend alone with God. Are you writing? Yes. Now, if you are going to love the word of God, your quiet time must be consistent. It must be regular. It must be unchanging. I said, wake that girl up, because she will be going in 5 minutes. I've done 1 minute already, remaining 4 minutes. Yeah. And so I am encouraging all of you, like I said, no Bible, no breakfast. No Bible, no. No Bible, no. Yeah. No cocoa, no gobe, no kenke, nothing. If you don't read your Bible, if you don't read your Bible in the morning, don't expect to eat. And one way to read your Bible every day is to have a regular time with God. An unchanging, practical time. Alone, you alone with God. I'm not talking about family devotion. That your father will wake up, call your mother, your sibling. Ye beda yeho wasi ye bebo ni dinda. Ye beda yeho wasi ye bebo ni dinda. Mama ye bondo se ama ye. Oh, mama se yo ah. Then as they are singing the song, that they say, oh my, no, sir. I don't know why when the children wake up, they scratch here. How many of you know that if you wake up, they scratch? Or sometimes you, when your mother, if they wake up, they tell your mother that you are praying, you do like this, you are praying. How many of you have done that thing before? Like this, you are praying. Then before you see, no, you are going, and then you have slept again. Ah! How many of you have done some before? This one, like this. If you have done some before, lift up your hand. I'm asking the question. Put your hand down. If you have done this thing some before, then they'll come and wake you up. They say, You leave me, I'm praying. You see, if you say you are praying, then they'll leave you. Then you'll be like this. See that? Then you see that you are gone, cry. That is not what I'm talking about. Oh. You see that if you do like this, then some air B will be. How many of you know that air? Some special air. If you do like this. Hey, you don't mind me. If you do like this, usually around 5:30. It's 5:30. 5:30 going to 6 o'clock. You see like this.
Our Father, we chat in heaven.
I don't know if you have done some before. You see that the our Father, you have not finished the our Father. Then you see that you are. Then if you have a dramatic mother, she'll come to the house. She'll come to them, okay? Bulwani. But I'm talking about a time that you alone, you spend with God. Hey. You alone
are my strength, my soul. To you alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship.
As the deer panted.
Oh, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul panted after thee. You alone.
You
are my heart desire, and I long to worship you. Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you alone make my spirit.
You are not singing.
Oh, you alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship
you alone with God. You look, there are some things that are done alone. You don't do them with other people. You do some things alone. And most of the time, the things you do alone, they are the things that make you fruitful. A lot of things that are done in public, it doesn't bring fruitfulness. The things you do alone, God wants you to spend time with Him alone. Exodus 34, verse 1. God decided that when you are coming to Him, don't come to Him in groups. Come alone. Your time with God must be alone. Exodus 34. Is it that you don't hear or I don't hear? Then the Lord told Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first one, and I'll write upon them the same words which were on the tablet you smashed. King James said that you broke. Verse 2. Be ready in the morning. Quiet time are done in the morning. Forget about what people say. And now you see, you can even do quiet time in the evening, in the afternoon. Anytime you get to the Lord, God will not forsake you. God said that, come to me in the morning. The morning is the early hours of your life. The morning is when you are not stressed up. The morning is when your mind is working and you can have time with God. God is recommending that your quiet time must be in the morning. When if God says in the morning, who are you to do it in the afternoon? He told Moses that, be ready and come to me in the morning. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. The poem, I don't sing, I've had 2 hours. In the morning, Ejayo, early in the morning, cash. In the morning, I will rise and praise the Lord. Cash. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
I know you come from heaven above.
Yes, we.
The Holy Spirit sit on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. God says that, come to me in the morning. God knows afternoon, he knows evening, he knows midnight. He says, come to me in the morning. Verse 3. Karuba. He said, no one else may come with you. When you are having a quiet time, no one else. No one else. Everybody say, no one else. Quiet time must be done alone. When you go to school and then you say, you stand there, hey, our Father which art in heaven, that is not quiet time. Quiet time is the name is even quiet time, quiet environment. Quiet. You see, some of you are not grown enough to have a quiet environment because behind your house there's a beer bar. Behind your house there's a beer bar. By 5 o'clock, the bar has opened and the drunkards have come to work. And then you'll be hearing pam 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 pam. You'll be hearing shatter songs. So even the yes. So sometimes you don't have a quiet, but you see, one day God is going to bless you to have a quiet environment. My house, I have a room I call prayer room. That is where I have my quiet time. I do my flow prayer meeting. The quiet, it's a quiet room. Yeah, that's if I want to pray, that is the room I enter to pray. Yeah, I can be praying and people will come and visit me. They don't know that I'm in the house. Yeah, God will bless you. You build a house like that. Yeah, a house that about 15 people are in the same room. Hey, when you are sleeping, somebody's toe is in somebody's mouth. You will build your own house with air conditioning. He said, no one, he said, in fact, no one is to appear anywhere on the mountain. Do not even let flocks or herds graze near the mountain. God wants to have an intimate fellowship with you. So he said, don't let anybody come close. How do you have your quiet time? Number one, pray to begin. Pray to begin, number one. If you are going to have, when you wake up, the first thing, look for your Bible. Now, tools for having your quiet time, write it. Tools for having your quiet time. Number one, you need Bible. Tools, T-O-O-L-S. Tools to have your quiet time. Number one, Bible. Number two, notebook. Number three, pen. Number four, highlighter. Number five, dictionary. Number six, a good time. Number seven, a good place. Yeah. Tomorrow you have, hey, I've seen dwarf. Stand up, I've seen dwarf. Hush. Behumotia, red one. Sister, Jenna Naiso. Cash. Jenna Naiso, Auntie Chi. Kasatabaya. Lift up your hand. Number one is what? Bible. Well, you are not writing. Number one is what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Do you know highlighter? How many of you know highlighter? That thing that when you need to do the book, then the color will be yellow or red. highlighter. Go and ask in the market, highlighter, they'll sell it for you. Your father has some, but you don't know that it's called highlighter. Number four. Number four is what? Number five. Number five is what? Number six is what? A good time. Number six, good time. And number seven, a good place. A good time. Don't have your quiet time 4:30. 4:30, that time you'll be doing this one, Sam. If they wake you 4:30, you'll be doing this one. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I heal you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. And your eyes will be doing sex here. Before you see, you are asleep. You choose a good time. A good time when you are awake. Examples of good time is 5:30. Do your quiet time before people wake up and then they start disturbing in the house. There are some people when they wake up and then the disturbance starts. They'll use plate to be hitting another plate. Chinang, grang, grang, the kitchen. Plenty of noise. Yeah. And then a good place. Don't have your quiet time when the television is on. It means you have come there with somebody. When you have your quiet time, the television must be off. You and God alone. You cannot have your... Move and come and sit in the hall. Put off the TV. For that 20 minutes, you are there to meet God. Number one, pray to begin. I'm giving you 10 points. Number one, pray to begin. Number two, I'm giving you the point fast so that we can go and sleep. Number one, I said tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we are going to the prayer gardens. I said 5. Okay. Man, can you cry? Hey, I see that. Right now, there, like, if you look at me, then I'm feeling bad. Tomorrow, by this time, the camp is ended. Your T-shirt have come. Tomorrow, we'll give you the T-shirts. Hey. I have a surprise for you. On Saturday, when we are going home, we'll go and pass a brick gardens. Don't tell your parents. Don't. Hey, mommy, can't say gist. Mommy, can't say gist. Then your mother will say gist. Reverend, you can say that. We'll go and pass a brick gardens. Your mother say, no. I don't want my child to go to Brie Gardens. If you pass a Brie Gardens, they'll call her Brie. Don't go there. Don't tell your mother. Tell your mother. Yeah. Number one, pray to begin. Number two, read the Bible verse for the day. Read the Bible verse. Oh, the tools for the Bible, number eight. The tools to have your quiet time, number eight. Add a devotional. Oh, I forgot it. Devotional. Examples of devotional are daily power, daily bread, daily manna, daily guide, daily solution. Daily solution. Yeah. And everybody should tell your parents that they should buy you a devotional. Look, I want you guys to be spiritual. Tell your parents to buy you a devotional. They should get you a Bible. The Bible, they shouldn't buy you King James. So that King James Bible, that thou uttered, cometh, goeth, you don't understand. Even me, a doctor, I don't understand that one. They should buy you a Bible like NLT, New Living. You see NLT, when you read it, you understand. It said, no one else may come with you. In fact, no one is to appear anywhere on the mouth. Do not even let the flocks or the herd graze near the mountain. Give us this one in King James and you see something. Give this one in King James. You see how you even read it. King James, quickly. Hobson, tomorrow you pack your bag and go home. Oh, Captain is not helping me at all. Hobson is not helping me. See, Hobson is taking you 2 hours to change the thing. He said, no man shall come up with D. Have you seen D? What is D? Neither let any man see throughout the mount. Neither let the flock nor the herd feed before that mount. What is mount? Mountain, say mount. What is mount? So King James NLT is easier to understand, or Good News Bible. Do you understand? Or Message Bible is easier to understand. This King James, thou shattered, collect, comest, goeth, comest thou ought oughtn't serious. So number one, pray to begin. Number two, open the devotion and read the passage and read the verse for the day. What did I say? Number two is what? Read the Bible verse for the day in the Bible. In the Bible. Number three. Read the explanation of the verse in the devotional. So the devotional is supposed to explain the verse you have read. Read the explanation of the verse in the devotional. Number four. Meditate on what you have read. Meditate on what you have read. Number five, write down what God had told you. Write down what God had told you. Write down what God had told you. Write down. Because as you meditate on it, God will tell you something. What number are we going? Number six, pray about what you have read. Pray about what you have read. Number seven, memorize a scripture for the day. So what you have read, you must get a scripture and memorize. If you are memorizing one scripture every day, you would have been a bishop by now. Sit up. Memorize a scripture for the day. Number what? Number eight. Pray to end. Number eight, pray to end. Number nine. Are we there? I'm closing. Number nine. Think about somebody to share what you have learned with. Think about somebody, your classmate, your friend, a churchmate, somebody that you have learned, somebody that you can share what. Because you see, if you share the thing with somebody, if you tell, oh, Charlie, I had my quiet time from Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, and the Bible was, I learned that. When you do that, whatever you have learned, it will stay. Think about somebody, look for somebody to share what you have learned with. Do you know what is in number 10? Do you want to know number 10? Do you want to know number 10? Yes. How many of you want to know number 10, the last one? How many of you want to know number 10, the last one? Number 10. Go and brush your teeth. Write it. Go and brush your teeth. Go and brush your teeth. After having your quiet time, go and brush your teeth. Because see, when you brush your teeth before you do your quiet time, when the minute you brush your teeth, no, you go and be looking for the kanzo, the jollof, no, you'll be hitting it. So your mind will not be there. When you wake up, first thing, take your Bible. Don't even go and brush your teeth. Take your Bible. God goes, you know, some people have the notion that God doesn't like a smelling mouth. Who told you when you brush your teeth, your mouth doesn't smell? Some of you have brushed the teeth and still. I say, look, when you wake up, the moment you make an attempt and walk out of the door to go to toilet, to go and do something, before you see, no, the devil brings something, no, the quiet time will not come on again. So when you wake up on your bed, and don't do your quiet time on your bed, holding your pillow. There's something about pillow that can make you sleep again. Some people today don't sleep with pillow. As I'm saying, they say, Reverend, what is pillow? It's only my father who sleep on pillow. Our house, there's only one pillow. The rest of us, yeah, bubo yetu manaye de yetia tusu. So some of you don't have pillow, but you see your cloth, no? Aha. You do like this. Then you put it like this. Then you say, Eradi. May that say. Uh-huh. So there's no pillow in the house. So what is in the house is your bed sheet that you are used as pillow. But God is going to give you pillows in Jesus' name. Yeah. You sleep on soft pillows. So that the reason why you've been having bad dreams is because the pillow is hard. Or you don't have pillow. Pillow makes you sleep well. It makes you also think well. But you get there. What is point number one? Erica, you are not right. See what you are doing. Number one is what? Pray to begin. You guys are good. I'll stay here. Number one is what? Pray to begin. Number two? Read the Bible verse for the day in the Bible. Open the Bible and read it, because the same Bible verse is also in the devotional. But then don't read the one in the devotional. Open the Bible and read it from the Bible and even underline it. Cash. Hush. You guys, you'll be spiritual. Amen. I said, you guys will be spiritual. Amen. You guys are going to become firebrands. The devil will be afraid of you guys. Hey, when you stand to preach in your time, when you stand to preach, demons will scatter. Demons will run away. You will preach with power. And you will preach with zeal and energy.
Yeah.
See the way I'm preaching? You preach better. You preach well. Yeah. Number what? Number three. Yes. Read the explanation of the verse in what? In the devotional. Now, the reason you use a dictionary is that, when you come across a word that you don't understand, you see, don't assume you understand every word. You are now in class 5. So I don't know why you think you are so intelligent that you understand every word. Open. Oh, my people too are not asleep. My twins are not asleep. Oh, you are not asleep. What? You guys have done well. You guys have done well. Because some people, Sunday service, they sleep. But today they are not asleep. Do you know it's after 11? Do you know it's after 11? But you are still listening to me. Are you bored?
No.
Are you feeling bored?
No.
Yeah. You are just tired, but you are not bored. Or I'm not preaching well. I can be like this until 1, but I won't go to 1. It's okay. Fetch me. Makani ye kra. Hobson, what is this? Hobson, tomorrow you go to Accra. I've told you already. I'll call your mother. She'll come and pick you. If you are there, no, then you bring that thing. Come and show it to us. Look at it. Scatter bad minds, scatter bad minds. Hey, they said they've arrested Shatawale. Oh. Shatter, freedom. Shatter, freedom. My name is Shatawale. Shatter, freedom. Shatter, freedom. My name is Shatawale. Number. That's the whole song, 2 lines. Hey, shout out your heart. Number 4. Meditate on what you have read. Meditate on what you have read. Don't be in hurry to finish your quiet time. Amen. Then you close that thing. No. Tell about no. If you know you will not have time for God, don't go and do your quiet time. When you are in the presence of the Lord. 2. When you are in the presence of the Lord, you must have time for Him. Adipa, look at me. Are you okay? Oh, Adipa, right now there you are going off. Adipa, I can feel that now, dear. You are tired. Because of Adipa, I want to close. Yeah. Now when we come and Adipa is tired, then we close. If Adipa doesn't say she's tired, we are not. Adipa, are you tired? Are you tired? Adipa, are you tired? Yes or no? Are you tired? Should we preach or should we go and sleep? Adipa, come and talk to me. Anything Adipa will say, that's fine now. If Adipa says we should preach, we'll preach. If Adipa says we should go and sleep, we'll go and sleep.
Yes, sir,
No. It's only at the part that when she talks, I'll hear. At the part, come. Don't let anybody deceive you. Come and stand. Don't look at them. Should we go and sleep or we should preach small?
We should preach small.
This girl should go to heaven. This girl should go to heaven. At the part heaven, if my house is here, your house will be here. Sit by Pastor Julian so that nobody will pollute you. Sit here. If you are tired, then you give me a sign. I'm tired, then I'll close. Right now, the Adipa should be your friend. You have to go and bribe her. If she's not tired, we are not tired. And if Adipa says something, that's the only thing I'll hear. If Adipa says she's hungry, they will go and eat. If she doesn't say she's hungry, we are preaching. Adipa, I should preach. Beautiful. Yes, where was I? Yes, I'm saying that if you don't have... If you don't have time to have your quiet time, listen, you can't come to God in a rush. Can you go to headmaster? Headmaster, my mother says, can't tell you that. Is that what you do? If you are going to headmaster, you knock. Then you hear a response. Good morning, headmaster. Even you put your hand behind you, is that what you say? Good morning, headmaster. Please, Madam Edith says, I should tell you that our marker is finished. Do you see? Then you take your time, then you wait. Even if the headmaster is writing something, he's not saying anything, but you are standing there. How is it that a human being, you have time to wait for the person and you talk to the person respectfully? That is why I get angry when we come to church and people are talking, when we are preaching, people are misbehaving. I get angry because you don't do that in your school when your teachers are teaching. You don't do that. Like as you are teaching, people are restless. People are drawing. Sisters with pubic hair under the armpit. Ebiwaha, 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 Po. All these people, they are all drawing. Take your time. When you come to God, relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. Don't rush. Tell your neighbor, don't rush. Nyabotre, Nachwi, Bajidi, and be with God. You will hear something from God. You will hear something. What's the next one? Number what? Number five says what? Right. Listen. If you have your quiet time well, God will speak to you. I don't know if you want God to speak to you. If you have your quiet time well, listen. A good quiet time there, at least 20 minutes. At least. Hey, Reverend. Hey, or see a move on. Oh, no, yeah. Say. Sentinel, Ajibebia, Sentinel. Oh, Mrs. Some of you, your socks, the one you sent to school. Hey! You yourself, you remove the socks, then you smell it. Because you are the one wearing the socks, it will smell. Because you are the one wearing it. Some of you, your panties. Hey! Panties that. You remove the panties, you remove it too. You remove when you get to your leg, then you like this. Hey! Then if there's a ceiling fan, is that the ceiling fan? Hey, some of you can have fun though. Only you are happy in the house. If you have your quiet time well, God will speak to you. God will show you something. Yes. God will show you something and you will write it down. God will say something to you. God will speak into your spirit. As you are reading the verse, as you are reading the passage, a certain verse will strike you. Prophet has told us that he was having his quiet time and he came across a scripture that says that give thyself wholly. It is that scripture, give thyself wholly, that has brought us where we are in this church. Clap for Jesus. Give thyself wholly. Give thyself wholly. Give yourself totally. 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 You, when will you have a quiet time and a certain verse will strike you? When you see, as you are meditating on what you have read, expect a certain scripture to strike you. And you must stop at any verse that strikes you. By all means, if you do your quiet time well, a certain verse will strike you. That is the verse God is using to speak to you. June, that is the verse God, you see, that is the verse God will use to speak to you. A verse will strike you. You are reading that he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. What does he mean? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Do I obey my parents? No. The thing is, the Bible is teaching me, either the Bible is teaching me to obey my parents. What is the next one? I'm closing. Adipa, you yourself, you know, it looks like your eye is doing something. Next one. Pray about what you have read. Pray about it. Spend some time to pray about what you have learned. And the next one says what? Pray to end. Number nine. Think about somebody to share your quiet time with. Listen, if you share your quiet time with somebody, it will stay. If you share, look, anytime you do your quiet time, share it with somebody. Oh, Tina, today I was reading my Bible and I read a certain verse in Ephesians. Come and see. You see, then you say to your parents, then you explain. That is how the scripture stays with you. Some movie be I watched. Did you see that movie that the girl and then the man they went into the banana? It's on TikTok. You are now telling people to go to TikTok to go and watch a movie that girl and boy have gone into the bush. But bush, why is your mind going far away? Far away, far away, far away, far away, far away, far away, far away. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Once a time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield far, far away. I said, once a time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Far away, 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 far away. He was in the battlefield far, far away. I said, once a time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield far, far away. I said, once a time, my father was a soldier man. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Far away, far away, far away, far away. He was in the battlefield far, far away. Far away, far away, far away, far away, far away. Far away, he was in the battlefield far, far away. And the last one, brush your teeth. I prophesy, your teeth is black. Brush it. Brush it. Out of war, brush your teeth and brush your tongue. Your mouth is smelling. This is the time God wants to speak to you. Come on. Somebody say, I will brush my teeth. Somebody say, I will brush my teeth. I can see the Lord making your teeth whiter. I can see your mouth smelling, girl. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Right now, I'm preaching like an American. Because next week I'll be going to America. You know, I traveled to Togo recently. I'm going to America next week. Yeah. Small, you see me on TV. See, that's my pastor. I said, then you call me, I said, I never know you, you know? Yeah. Brush your teeth. Listen, I'm telling you, brush your teeth. It's not in the Bible, but brush your teeth. Yeah. Boys, one of the reasons you not get a good wife to marry is when your mouth is smelly. It's one of the things nobody will tell you. Yes. Smell good. Smell good. Come back, dwell here, but oh, shall she fine? Osha upper east, upper west, ke central region fan. Osha jeme ojoba. Do you understand? Yeah. I said if you are bathing, you bath where? Upper east, upper west, and central region. You don't bath where you go, no. You throw the water, then you pass and down and say, ah, finish bathing. Bath well. Bath well. Your armpit is smelly. Change your panties. Don't bath and wear the same panties. A girl, you wear one pant 4 days.
Reverend is a prophet. He knows me.
And I know you. That's why I'm preaching like that. I know you. One day I was buying some things at a shop. It was underwear shop. I was buying it. Then a certain girl came. Then she said she would buy a brazier. When they gave her the brazier, some patch of me black. No, black one. And I told her, yes, a che umpeso be si. Say black ne ye fia ye hu. Say black ne che. Yeah. I'm telling you, change your clothes. Smell good. Or bad dear, smell good. Boys, change your boxes. Let me come to the boys. Boys, change your boxes. One boxer, you can wear it at 2 months. 2 months. Now, if you put the boxer short in the water will do like Milo. Milo. You can't tell the color of the boxer shorts. So brush your teeth. Brush your tongue. You understand? Yeah, and smell when you go to school, smell good. Smell good. Yeah, I smell good though. That's when people hug me. They don't want to leave me because I smell good. No, I don't like that scent. You don't bath. Some of you, since we came, I said, go and bath. You didn't bath, and they've closed the water. Yeah, you won't bath. Tomorrow morning to you, I say, the weather is very chill. We'll be here. You'll not bath, and we'll go back to Accra. Ah, mini Sunday pone. Mini Sunday pone. But I know Kiplet Church, we don't do that, you know? Kiplet Church is full of beautiful girls and handsome boys, you know? Yeah. Look, in December, we are going to have a dinner. Dinner, you are going to wear your dinner wear and your tuxedo, you know? And you are going to come in with your date. People are going to come in with Nana Yai things. Gosh. Hey, Nuti. Nuti, the day you leave me, I'll be sad. Oh. I have a picture of Nuti when he was like this. One day I'll come and show that picture in the church. I have a picture of this one too. Like this. You have your pictures all. Show it. Hey, 11:34. Stand to your feet. You guys, when I preach, are you bored?
No.
Look, me myself, I'm tired. That's why I say we should go and sleep. I'm tired. No, sit down. I want to take an offering. Take out your offering. Take out an offering. Take out an offering. If you love the Lord, you give. Can I get?